the guy who's reshaping downtown, jumped in from the get-go on the VGK hysteria. Really, before there was this level of hysteria, it's Derek Stevens, the owner of the D, and he joins Ryan and Cofield here on ESPN Las Vegas. How you doing, Derek?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good to talk to you today.
We are great. I appreciate a couple minutes. So I know your time is short. What do you got coming up at 4 o'clock? What's going on downtown?
Well, 4 o'clock, I'm running over. You know, we got the mayor doing the State of the City tonight, so that's why I brought it over there shortly. But after that, we'll be right back down to Long Bar. We've got, a meet and greet with one of our goalies this year, Oscar Dansk, and then we're getting ready for the Vegas Golden Knights Fan Fest this weekend. Should be a big, big turnout on Sunday.
What time is the meet and greet tonight?
Meet and greet's at 7 o'clock.
All right, awesome. So people can go hang with Derek and Oscar Dansk. So let's go back to the beginning of your partnership with the Vegas Golden Knights. Why did you want to jump in with them?
Well, you know, I mean, for me, I mean, I had the benefit of growing up in Detroit and getting to see, you know, a couple Red Wings Stanley Cups, and I got the chance to see what happened, in the community and how the whole community kind of came together. And then, for us here, I'm just so excited. I wanted to support the first major league sports team that came to town, and it all just kind of came together that we wanted to support this team and jump into it. So that's kind of really how it all came to be.
Derek, you're using words like support and hysteria. I'm a season ticket holder. I, too, wanted to support this team and get them here right off the bat. And the beginning was interesting, right? It was like a learning process. I don't know what you saw down at the D, but in the stadium it was a lot of split half-and-half fans, maybe even more in some instances. But lately I am seeing a lot more Vegas fans showing up, learning the game, really getting into it. As you know, our home crowd is insane. What's it been like at the D? Has it been a gradual increase in hysteria, and where are we at now?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, for us, obviously, with the suite and the tickets we have right on the glass, I mean, we have a lot of customers that fly in from out of town. So we do have out of town customers flying into Las Vegas, which is good for all Las Vegas.
Sure.
But I think what they're all finding is that this home crowd is just amazing. The energy and the vibe in there is stunning. And I've gotten to talk to a few coaches on the opposing teams. I talked to the fellas after the New Year's Eve game. With Toronto, we talked to Smitty and a few other guys afterward, and it was just amazing. These guys said that they couldn't believe the energy. And I think every team that's coming in and playing at T-Mobile for the first time, and now they're prepared, they're still overwhelmed. It's really unique coming to Vegas. And, you know, it's not so much that these guys are out partying. I mean, these guys are professional athletes, but I just think the sound, the lighting, the crowd, and the fact that there's been three decades of pent-up demand for pro sports in Vegas is kind of showing its face.
Derek Stevens with us, the owner of the D. Got the Fan Fest going on downtown Sunday, 3 to 5, 3rd Street Stage right there on Fremont. You got players out there. The owner, of course, Derek, will be there as well. You know hockey. You know X's and O's. Why do you think, aside from the scene they've set up at T-Mobile, why are they such a good hockey team?
Well, I mean, you think about this team that kind of came together. I mean, first, you start off, you have a we can talk about ownership, and then we can talk about our GM. But then you take on ice type of deal. I think we're very fortunate. We've got Coach Gerard Gallant. We got a great coach, and then you take a lot of guys that weren't necessarily the biggest names in their organizations, and they're all given another chance to excel, and you see some of these guys, really playing up to it and really embracing this. I mean, you think back, the Golden Knights put out a tweet today, which I thought was a great tweet, and it's actually very compelling to watch for all your listeners. But go back and watch this 32-minute condensed version of this expansion draft. It's just stunning to see, some of the things that played out. Like to think that the Golden Knights got Marchessault and Riley Smith and a fourth-round draft pick.
Yeah.
From Florida. I mean, you're getting great players, and you're giving them all a little more opportunity. They're all excelling.
Yeah, now let's bring in the thing that everyone's talking about. I know, I think actually you have hosted a few away players, at least maybe for dinner, I think I saw on social media. Everyone's talking about it, the Vegas flu. Now, it doesn't matter that the Knights go and win in Anaheim and L.A. back-to-back, and they come back and they go on that 11-game winning streak or whatever it was. Everyone wants to talk about the Vegas flu. Obviously, you own a hotel and casino. What's your take on the Vegas flu?
Yeah, I mean, we love having some of the opposing players come over the, you know, the day before.
Strategy.
But, you know, to be honest, it's more something I kind of laugh about. I mean, right. Usually when the night before a game, you know, these guys all come over, they have a big steak dinner in Andiamo, but they're not drinking, they're not partying, you know, they're heading home early. That's really not it. I think really there's an element, though, that Vegas is very dry. I think there's a humidity-related issue. I think there's an elevation issue. All those things kind of play into it. And then you throw in a great vibe and, you know, the great experience. I think it's a combination of all that. I mean, you guys know better than anybody. I mean, it's tough to play at the Denver Nuggets. It's tough to play, you know, at the Utah Jazz. Well, there's a little bit of that happening in Vegas, too. I know everybody thinks about, oh, these guys are all out of Hakkasan. Yeah, I don't really buy that. I think there's a lot more to it. And, yeah, I mean, everybody comes to Vegas. And, you know, I mean, people are flying into town right now. And as soon as they see the lights tonight, you know, how everybody gets excited. It's the same thing for the players. And I just think, it's just the combination of all those impacts.
Derek, you mentioned how good the Vegas Golden Knights have been for business and for getting people to come here on road trips. What do you think it's going to be like when the NFL is here 3 years from now?
Ooh, that's interesting. You know, I mean,
how much business are the Raiders going to bring? Are we going to have? We talking like, you know, 5,000-10,000 people plus coming into town? You know, on those 8 to 9 to 10 weekends, including the preseason, and further filling up casinos.
You know, it's a interesting question. I actually think that the Golden Knights, just because of the sheer quantity of the games, has a different type of impact.
Okay.
Clearly, you know, on 8 regular season games, you know, it's going to be great. I mean, we're going to have one great weekend a year with Bronco fans, one great weekend a year with Chiefs fans, one great weekend with Chargers fans. That's going to be great. But you know, when you start adding the numbers up, boy, oh boy, it's pretty awesome to have a lot of these Tuesday night and Thursday night games, you know, with the hockey team. I mean, 40 events. It's just from the sheer quantity. I think the Raiders are going to be a big impact. But you know, the biggest impact on the town is going to be, you know, when they play a Monday night game, when people can, you know, come in for a very long weekend and whatnot. That's going to be great. But you know, hockey's got 40 regular season games and hell, potentially 16 playoff games. I mean, that's just a lot of people.
Last one, because we know you got to run. Please give us some of the secrets. What do you have going on that property where Mermaids, Glitter Gulch, and Vegas Club. Come on, what's in the works? I'm so fired up to see what you have up there a couple of years from now.
It's going to be called... Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
We're with you.
Oh, we're here.
Oh, gosh. No, I'm working on it. Still too early to tell, but we're working on it actively, and I promise you we'll talk as soon as we're ready to, but right now we're having... a whole lot of fun demolishing things, and you know, the Vegas Club, it'll be gone here in the next few weeks, and then we get to work on getting everything ready to start going up.
Nice try, Steve.
I tried. Derek, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Hey, thanks a lot. Great to talk to you guys. See ya.
There you go. Derek Stevens, the owner of the D, as he's going over to the State of the City address with the mayor, and yes, he's already reshaped downtown, and now that corner with the Vegas Club and where Glitter Gulch, and that is an amazing piece of property in terms of size. I can't wait to see what they build there.